Welcome to Real Weddings with Sarah. I'm Sarah Kennedy from The Isle by Sarah Kennedy, one of Ireland's leading sources for wedding inspiration, advice and support. Real Weddings with Sarah brings you an inside scoop of some of Ireland's best loved personalities and celebrity weddings, as well as some stellar wedding advice. Join me as I indulge on all the wedding gossip. So today I'm joined by Ireland's answer to Posh and Becks, which is a fair title. I'm joined by the Conways.
Hello.
To be. And we are so lucky as we've caught them before they head down the aisle to say I do. So Darren and Amy share their wedding planning and relationship highs and lows on their well-loved and award-nominated podcast.
Yeah.
Let's not leave that one out.
Can't forget that.
That's it. That's the Conways, which you will all need to tune into. So thank you both for joining me.
No problem.
Thanks for having us on.
I know. Well, look, we were just saying there, you're what, May?
Yeah,
so,
6 months out.
Jesus.
Yeah.
Right.
It's getting close.
Yeah, like you've no time left. Like you need to have everything done.
Yeah.
It feels like it's always getting close. Even when we booked it, it was like, it's close.
Oh, it's getting close. Everybody's like, I won't feel that coming
you won't
in.
But feel
no,
that.
We actually won't feel
you
it.
You won't actually.
In.
Like no. You're going to blink and miss it. Like you've got Christmas as the marker. And then
that's it.
That's the dog's out of the
gap.
Yeah. Out the gap. Well, look, bring us back to the beginning. How did you meet?
God. Oh. So it was kind of true friends. Like, you know. Okay.
I was at a party and... it was your birthday, actually.
Yeah.
My mate asked me to come up to his apartment. He lived with, her friend at the time. Like, and I went to the party, but she was going to town that night. But she was in the apartment getting our balloons and drinking and pre-drinks.
Yeah.
And kind of went from there, didn't it? Like, it came back to it.
It was like a few weeks later then.
No, but
you
came back with sliced pizza and all that.
That was the following week. Because you went back up again, yeah.
So you lost a whole week there.
Yeah, the whole week.
You just remember the pizza coming.
Yeah. I just remember the pizza.
She does the pizza, she's good.
We kind of pictured this, it really was, wasn't it? Remember you were like, I know Ryan Hennessy. I was like, no, you don't.
This is a thing on our podcast, this is a thing about Ryan Hennessy playing at the wedding and stuff like that and blah, blah, blah. But like the Ryan Hennessy gag goes way back to like when Pitchardus like kind of first started.
Right.
When we got together and we used to listen to Pitchardus all the time. Like.
Oh, so, yeah.
And they have to do your wedding.
Oh, imagine. We've seen them like last week.
They have to do something for you. So we'll put it out now to the gods. Guys, do it. They know you.
Yeah, that's it.
I was like, good to know him.
Best mate.
I'd say hates me.
Yeah, I say sick of the
two. Talking about us.
Yeah.
And like for you, Amy, like was there a moment when you knew that Darren was going to be the one?
Yeah.
What was that moment? Or was it just an over, like, no, this is it? Like,
yeah, it was just kind of that feeling. It was like, no interest in anybody else or looking anywhere else. I just wanted to spend all my time with him, you know, that way.
Yeah,
like,
you were drawn.
Yeah. Every outing that we did together or anything like that was just me and him. You know, that way I love spending time with him. I still do, like, but...
It's like, literally, like, when we got together, it was just...
That was it.
The two of us from then up till now, like...
Yeah.
Kind of just...
You just clicked.
Yeah.
And did you find it difficult to kind of merge into each other's lives and...
No.
Go with
it? No, that was it.
That was it. We just, like, we went out together one day with... We have a dog called Frank. So I brought him out to Darren for a walk.
Yeah.
And since that day, we've seen each other every day for the last 7 years.
Every day.
Jesus. Yeah.
Bar, like... When I went to LA.
If you're walking
time.
Or anything like that.
But every other day.
And I went to LA for like 5 days and she had that much of separation anxiety.
Oh, geez.
I flew
had
over.
To stay for another 5 days and go to Universal Studios.
Oh, did you?
I flew over on my own.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It's like, oh my God.
Well, then that's it. So at what point then did you know I'm going to propose here? Like, how many years in, or was it like, no, early doors, like I will marry her?
I couldn't decide what Christmas present to get her, so...
That's fair. That's fair, yeah.
I'm only joking. I'm just kind of new, like, I was waiting until I had a few bob.
Yeah,
you know,
fair point.
You have to have a good few quid there if you're going to do something like that. Because rings are expensive and the ordeal is expensive. I just kind of popped the question on, like, Christmas Day.
Lovely.
Like three years ago, yeah.
Yeah, 3 years ago.
Oh, very nice.
Mad, flew in. Like, it's like...
But she just didn't stop talking about it for years.
So you were browbeaten, really, yeah. is what you're trying to tell me.
Every yeah. time we went no to a shopping centre or anywhere where there's yeah. a jeweller, so it's like, here, look at, look come at have a look at these rings. I was like, here we go. Oh.
Hint. Yeah, literally. I was like, don't come back with something that, like, obviously, if he was to get me any sort of ring, I would have been delighted. But, like, you know, when you get something, I was like, no.
If I had came back with a little €2 ring,
a brack, I know. The brack. Where's my real one? Oh God!
And sorry. Did you do the traditional thing of asking permission and doing all that?
That's
with Amy's
funny.
Family?
Yeah.
That is a funny story.
I text her dad on WhatsApp, and I was like, "I'm going to ask Amy to marry me. Is that okay?" And he was like,
"WhatsApp."
He goes, "Go ahead." And I was
thumbs
like,
up.
I just gave him the saying or gave him the
but
thumbs
he
up.
Meant, like,
but he meant, yeah, go
me.
On, ask me. But I was like, I just thought you meant, go on, walk away. Like.
Oh, jeez.
And then he done it. And my mum was like, oh, I have it already.
Oh, that
like,
is brilliant. Oh, Jesus.
I'm just an awkward person. Like,
this is
texting our dad on WhatsApp. Like, it's just very awkward. Like.
So you didn't do the face-to-face going in and sitting down with them and getting nervous and going, oh, I'm going to ask her. You didn't go through that sweat, no?
No. My life is very relaxed.
It is very relaxed. Yeah.
And when it came to actually proposing, did you have that fear?
Oh,
that nervousness.
I was shitting myself, yeah.
He was
proper.
Pale white that really? Morning. I was like, what's wrong with you?
I couldn't sleep that night. Like,
that was Christmas Eve.
It was Christmas Eve. I can't sleep on Christmas
Look
Eve.
Santa and all
alone.
That.
Like, imagine getting married the next morning or proposing the next morning, like, as well as it being Christmas. No sleep.
Yeah. And so were you surprised or did you know this was coming?
No, I was totally surprised. Like,
completely
I really
caught off
didn't think that you've ever. Yeah, I thought we were getting a new mattress. That's what I really did. I was like, oh, my mattress.
I was trying to throw her off. I was like, oh, I'm going to have to open the double doors at the back to get this thing in.
Yeah, and I was like, oh my God, we're getting a new mattress. We needed a new mattress.
And you were
like,
so excited.
Yeah, I was like, I wonder what one he's had to get. And he's probably had to get something stupid. Like, do you know what I mean? Because I knew I wanted to see a mattress and it wasn't even a mattress. It's like, oh my God, I couldn't believe it when I got up that morning.
Down on one knee, the works.
No.
No?
No.
No. Right. Text.
Not far off again.
I just text her saying, will you?
He didn't even ask me.
I kind of just went, shouted the ring and I was like, eh. And she was like, oh my God.
You know, what? Like, what? He goes, will you? And I goes, will I what? And he goes, did you not see the balloons? I was like, oh God.
Will you what?
So awkward. Like.
Oh, it was only the two of us. Like, you know, I was like, what are you awkward for? But
I think the dog was embarrassed for me.
Oh, stop. And when you got engaged, so that Christmas morning, did you go straight out telling everybody, like, how soon was it before you put it on social media?
That evening.
Like 10 minutes later, I think.
No, it was that evening we put
it
up.
Did you find straight away it was like as happy, but did you feel that kind
overwhelmed?
Of wave?
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh my
God,
isn't it?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, like random people I haven't talked to in years, you know, oh my God, can't believe it. And like, long distance families
just
and
just looking for an invite, that's all.
Yeah, and it's just like,
oh, they come out of the woodwork.
They really do. They really do. I swear, it's mad. Like,
it is a game changer, isn't it? And and it is that whole thing of like, oh God, hold on, should we have kept a little bit of this to ourselves and enjoyed it, you know, for a while? But it did. So obviously, you were thrilled, right? The two of you.
Yeah,
like, it was a long time coming. By the sound of it, living together, all the rest. Still no mattress, but look, we move on. But. Like, did you jump right into planning or did you take a bit of time out?
She, like, jumped straight in.
That night.
Yeah.
Literally on the laptop.
Straight away.
Yeah. Looking at different venues and
really?
I was actually on your page looking through venues
stop.
That you've went
oh, that's
to. Yeah. I was like,
you're the go-to person.
I'm telling you, like, honestly.
Everyone knows it. Everyone knows it.
Great.
Yeah, it's great. It's like, no,
hear that, Shane?
We were looking at, like, different venues and stuff like that anyway. And then I was like, I'm not wasting my time going to be going viewing these certain places that...
Because it's a big undertaking. It's a day
huge.
Of pop.
Yeah,
it's a day
yeah,
of pop.
The whole process was just the first thing. Amy was like,
I did my
venue,
research.
Yeah.
The band. Everything was just like...
And it was like a decisive.
Just straight away.
You know what
I
want. So tell us, what have you actually booked? Are you allowed to name the things you've booked? Or are you keeping that a secret?
Well, we're not giving away the venue.
Yeah.
Right,
venue.
Okay.
As you said, we're like Posh and Becks.
Yeah.
So.
You know what I mean? Like paparazzi.
Who's going to turn up, you know? RSVP magazine.
Oh,
well,
yeah, right.
You know, or Hello.
You can keep
whatever.
Okay magazine.
Get the deal. You have to get the deal.
Oh, well, do it.
Well, name of the venue.
RSVP.ie. Oh, no, that's RIP.ie.
That's what will happen to you if you name the venue.
That's for the dead, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we won't do one with them.
So is it, can you tell us if it's home or abroad?
Oh, it's home.
It's home.
Yeah, yeah,
okay.
Yeah. It's in Kildare. That's,
it's in Kildare, yeah. Right, okay.
You know
my
where
head is going.
You're thinking of all the places.
Right, yeah. Okay, so you're booked to get married in Kildare in May. So we know that. So venue was the first thing because you can't book anything else without that. So are you going? I saw you had your celebrant on your podcast. She was brilliant.
Oh, she's
and I'd never actually heard of her before.
She's
brilliant.
Yeah, she's so funny.
She's a good match for you.
Yeah.
Because I always think the celebrant is a personality buy.
Exactly.
You're buying someone who matches your
I knew the second
energy.
I spoke to her on the phone. I was like,
she's
definitely.
Cause she's just up for the crack. Like.
Yeah. Like a bit of laugh and, you know, she'd make your day like not so serious, you
Absolutely,
know, during the ceremony. Like, it would kind of be laid back and funny. And like she sent over a story of how we met, you know, that she's going to read out on the day. I was in floods of tears.
Like,
but it's funny as well.
Like, she's that mad that there was bits in it where we're like, will you take that out?
She's great.
Wow. That's a good one. You can keep her there.
Yeah.
So you decided to go down the civil ceremony route.
Yeah.
So what was it that made that decision? Because there's still obviously people that would go church versus ceremony and they're torn because they might have a preconceived idea that it has to be this way or it has to be that way.
Mm.
Like what, like did you have a particular decision kind of process?
I think it was just easier.
I wanted a church. I was like, no, we're getting married in a church.
Yeah.
And then when you kind of look at it financially, like, you know, the way I was like, it's too expensive to know to get... Like
it's better for everyone, like to just go to the one place.
Yeah.
That's just from our perspective.
People love that.
Like,
and particularly if you're going to Kildare as well, it means everybody's going to the same
to the one space
for
like
that.
Finglas Kildare, like it's a bit of a journey.
It's an undertaking,
and it's very long in a church.
The puns are
so long.
Well,
like,
look, I was at a wedding only a couple of weeks ago, and you're looking at 20 minutes to 25 minutes of ceremony, and it's really personal as well. But it's different strokes for different folks, though, isn't it? You know, it depends on what you're into, and. So you booked your venue, celebrant.
Yeah.
They were done. So what came next then after that?
Music.
Right. Yeah. So that was really important.
Yeah, that was huge. Like a big thing. Like I was like, I need to make sure I get the band I want.
So you knew the band you wanted.
Yeah. And I made sure I went to see them.
We went to the bridal show.
Yeah. So did you see them at the RDS, was it?
No.
No, I was actually recommended them and I did research on them again and I checked every review and I know people that actually had them at their wedding as well.
Okay.
And I was like...
We went to the showcase
we went to the showcase and it was over in Leopardstown.
Okay. Yeah.
So we went.
So you got to see them.
Yeah. We went over and seen them and I was like, I didn't know whether or not it was for me. And then I was like, do you know what? Yeah. Do you know, it's that kind of, like it's a good band.
It's
you
a
know
good
the
band.
Way? Yeah,
and
yeah,
well,
yeah.
Look, it's a good band for a wedding.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Like you have to remember that. Like you want people who are going to fill dance floors.
Yeah.
That's it.
Like that's the most important thing.
Yeah,
because
that's what I thought.
It doesn't matter who you brought in and how much money you've paid. If people aren't up dancing,
you
that's
don't
it.
Want the band that is just boring, like,
I know.
You know that way.
Yeah.
That's what I was like you get the DJ, the saxophone, the whole lot with them as well.
Love
like,
that, yeah.
Instead of having to go to somewhere else to get.
And then booking that separate.
Yeah,
it's all
just in the one.
It was the same with stuff for the venue, like the flowers and sea covers and drapes and stuff was all included in one package, so we kind of knocked that out of the park with one.
I did see your clip playing back when you went to the RDS wedding show, and you were very obsessed with getting your fairy light draping backdrop.
We got it.
So
we
you've got it. I was worried about this. Did they get it?
I know. We got it. Yeah, thank God. But like we were given different quotes for just drapes, or nearly the price of the whole package we're getting with the flowers and drapes. Like, it's just, you have to shop around. Honest to God, it's mad.
Chance d'ar am, I tell you.
Once you mention wedding,
that's the end of it. Like,
they have a podcast, charge through the roof.
Oh God, it's mad.
Well, do you know what? It's a funny thing because I think there's pricing and then there's wedding pricing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And you see, when I look at wedding pricing, people say, oh yeah, well if you just say you're going to have a funeral, well you're not going to get the same level of service that you're going to get if you say it's a funeral. So it is a bit different because you have to remember the amount of emails as a wedding supplier. Now I'm not a wedding supplier, but I used to work in a venue.
Yeah.
Like the amount of time it takes to get a wedding over the line.
Really?
From the moment they book till the day they get married, you're looking at probably about 1,000 emails could go back and forth. Like that's a lot of work.
Yeah, it is.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
like so there is a little bit there because a couple are passionate about what their day is going to be and they've a lot of
questions.
We've only emailed once or twice.
Yeah.
I'd ring them now.
Yeah, I'd ring them like if I had a random question, do you know what I mean? But like not often, like not a lot.
You see, 3 months out, 6 months to 3 months out now, that's when they'll want to start knowing stuff about you.
Yeah.
Because that's when they've to start planning everything.
They forget about you. It's like they just forget.
You're on the book, but they you know, they'll pick it back up and go, right, we need this from you now. And then you go, okay. And then you keep giving that. Yeah. And then they'll tell you what they need next. So you don't actually have to do a lot of thinking. People think they have to think a lot. Yeah. They don't. So I know. No, it's good.
It's
so
not as stressful as like people made out to be.
Oh,
like,
yeah. It's not stressful for you because you're not doing that.
I was about to say.
No, but seriously, like, I have been doing stuff.
What? Just paying deposits.
Stress.
No, but even looking at yourself, like, there's, it's not hectic. Like, it's not.
I gave myself 3 years to plan it.
Exactly, so it's easy. Like,
yeah, it's just so easy. It gets great nights.
Just give yourself 3 years.
With the division of workload in the wedding planning, like, did you have a thing saying, like, okay, I'm going to take this on and then I'm going to take this? Like, did you split out the work?
No.
It was just both of you jump in. This is what I want.
Yeah.
Your name.
Like, the invitations, we actually still haven't got them yet, but like waiting on them to be printed. He took over. Oh no, we'll get this paper and we'll get this and we'll match this. I was like,
who are you?
This font.
I was like, who's this person?
This font with the gold treading.
I couldn't believe it.
You can't beat that. Set the tone. You see, you have to remember, like, your invitation is your first impression of what the day is going to be.
That's what
you have to get it right.
Yeah.
You know, you have to get it right.
I would have just done that on Photoshop if I had.
Yeah, he would have sent it through WhatsApp. I was like, no.
Honestly, like,
everything WhatsApp.
I'd have just done it on WhatsApp. Snapchat.
You can get WhatsApp templates.
Because they
became very popular during COVID.
Yeah, you know? We got a few from, like, other weddings that we've been to. It's like, is that the invitation? I was like, that's mad. Imagine sending that.
But we were there.
That's just not me, though.
Yeah, but we were there.
Yeah, it did work.
There you go. Yeah,
and they were lovely, like, do you know? I just want the
You want that experience. Yeah, because a lot of the time with it, that's just the experience. It's kind of irrelevant that it's paper, but it's like, no, I feel a sense of completion because I have it.
Yeah, I can't wait to get them. Can't wait to see them.
Tell me this now. Has there been any aspect so far with what you've done that has been stressful? Like, I know you're saying, oh, well, it hasn't been too bad, but has there been anything that's come across where it was like an absolute mind melt?
Me dress.
Right, okay.
I found it very hard to say yes to a dress.
Really?
Seen it.
So how many shops did you go to?
I think 4.
Okay, so 4.
Yeah, I thought it'd be easy because everything else kind of came to me easy. But I had an image in my head of what sort of dress I wanted and went totally opposite.
And like, that
couldn't believe it. Yeah. But when I found my dress and I put it on me, I just burst into tears. I was like,
you knew it.
Yeah. That was like, Jesus. Like, and it was huge. Not a way to do it. It was so big and like trying to tighten it on the back of you. I was just trying to picture myself when it was actually nice on, like, you know what I mean? But like, it took me ages to say yeah. And like, I was losing sleep over it. It was like, what if I go to another shop and I don't find that? What if I don't find it at all?
Because you're like, running, it kind of feels like, you know,
running out of time.
We're running out of time because it really is like that year in
you
advance.
You have to get it. Like,
And where did you go? Are we allowed to know where you got your dress?
Yeah. I went to the bridal outlet.
Yes.
Yeah, tried there.
Over in Baldoyle.
I tried on half the shop.
Yeah.
Like, no.
And you see, they've so much choice.
They're
loads. Brilliant.
Yeah, they have loads and the dresses are gorgeous, but no. Then I went to, God, I can't remember where else I went.
Show us a picture.
No. And then, but where I bought it is Fiona Todd Hunter.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Of course.
Yeah.
Fiona's one of the longest serving in the industry.
My God.
She's amazing. Yeah.
It's such a small shop. I walked in, I says, I'm not fine in here. Because it wasn't that many dresses.
But this is the beauty of it.
And and I put it on and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I found it. Like, but it took me about a day to say yeah. Because I was like,
because you still were thinking about it.
Yeah.
Say yes to the dress.
And then I did. I was like, yeah. Delighted.
But that's like a big weight then lifts off. Mm.
Oh,
you kind
God.
Of feel right now I can plan the rest of the bridesmaids and everything, and then you can give the brief to you as to what you're... What are you doing? Are you going to...
I'd be lying in bed at night and probably 9 times out of 10 while I'm trying to go sleep, I'm just thinking to myself, can I afford this? And it just runs through my head all the time, like, do I have enough money?
I know.
Do you know that way? Like,
yeah,
and when
fear.
It gets closer, I'm like, I hope them invoices get processed.
I know.
Or else there'll be no wedding. I'll have to go to credit union.
Credit union.
The credit union.
Then 5 years, 7 years paying it off.
Same issue, I think.
A lot of people, when they get to the final stage, they literally go down, Jesus, we're this amount out or we're this amount out. And then that's the way it goes. Okay. But like, don't put pressure on yourselves.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know that's what I've been.
If it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen.
No. The dress is bought.
Yeah.
The dress is bought.
Yeah.
That's done, right?
Actually, it's always next year, I suppose. Just rebook it.
No.
Like, reschedule
it. Put it out. Sure, you've waited this long.
Yeah.
No. That's happening. And so, what have you got left to do?
Just dressing people. So I have
to dress. Everybody else now. Everything else is done.
Yeah. Okay. And like, I have to do like table numbers and Okay. Like little things like that, but everything's done.
Everything's done.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Have you picked your menus, done all that?
No,
detail?
I rang them the other day. So she said she'll give us a call in 3 months before the wedding.
Grant.
To come in to do
job
all
done.
That. I was like, Grant, happy days. Yeah.
That's it, float.
Waiting here for your phone call now.
Just, yeah,
that's
I want
it.
My meal.
Yeah.
I want to rock up and have my meal.
The whole lot.
I love that. So, you know, when you decided to get married and go down this marriage route, what was it about marriage and actually getting married that you said, that's what we want?
We were attending a wedding and we weren't planning on getting married. Like, we were engaged and yeah, I was looking at venues and stuff like that. And then when we were at the wedding and we seen the ceremony, the two of us just goes, I think it's our turn now. Like, you know, that way it was like just to have that day together and, you know,
to celebrate it and come together.
Together and families and
because some people like propose and they're engaged and they could be just engaged
for all eternity. Yeah, because it's not like the system of marriage isn't for everyone and that whole
But sometimes just being engaged is enough of like a thing.
Well,
like,
it's a declaration.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like you can't shy away from one of the most important things is the tax setup now once you're married.
I know.
There's
yeah,
some savings
yeah,
to be had.
Yeah.
You'd be glad to know.
Chuffed
yeah.
I am.
Chuffed. Yeah. Like straight away on like,
and the few
joint assessment.
The few quid in the cards and that as well. Like,
he hasn't stopped about the cards.
I'm buzzing. I can't wait to.
Well.
People to get.
Well, did you hear?
It's €100 or nothing.
Oh no, the average going rate is 200.
Is it
per couple? per couple, yeah. So how many? Hold on, how many people have you invited?
We're down for
150.
150. So yeah, that's going to be 75 cards.
74.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I want money. I want 150.
And then there's going to be some that give.
I want one off everyone.
There'll be some that will give a bit less, and then there'll be some that will give you more because they're closer
to you. Yeah.
So yeah, you'll
know about that €200 rule.
Well, it's not a rule.
Make
there's
sure
no
you
rule.
Put it up in your
you know, nobody has to do it, but that's a poll I do every year. That's the going rate.
Is it?
I poll about 4,000 every year. That's what they come back.
A couple.
Now, it started off at 150, then it went to 250, and now it's at 200.
So
how much are we making here, Darren? How much are we getting back?
200 multiplied by 75, is it?
Yeah.
€15,000 for Vegas.
There you go. You see? So the credit union loan will be paid back straight away.
Yeah.
And then, look, you're flying.
There you go.
See, you're in the green now.
Yeah.
You're up.
I'm only messing. I'd settle for an air fryer, honestly.
We haven't.
Well, I'd settle for that and, like, you know.
Would you do a gift registry? It's not really very popular here in Ireland, but
we actually only
someone
spoke
only
about
saw,
that.
Yeah, some, we only spoke about that last week and we were like, can't believe that's a thing that someone would ask for gifts.
Yeah, it's like, but Arnott used to do a brilliant one where you'd go around as a couple, scanning everything you want, but it was like a pool. So you didn't necessarily have to take those goods home with you. You had a pot of money to use in Arnott's. So then people would go in and then say, right, I'm going to get my mattress, or I'm going to get me this and I'm going to get me that. So it's a pool of money.
Yeah.
But actually, there's a load of places now. Well, there's one. There's a brilliant travel agent. She's brilliant. Susan Ryan. She does honeymoon pots. So guests can donate into your honeymoon pot.
Oh, very good.
And then there's a website called With Everly and they have an online website. So it's an online post box because she recognised cash going missing at weddings and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, your
that's
guests.
That's
you have to be careful. I know. You'll be grand. But you can your guests can deposit their cash and they can do a personalised card with you and it all sits then in a Revolut
or
whatever they have it
like
set up.
Like a little accounting,
That's
it.
And, or else they're connected then to Cassidy Travel and then that can go to honeymoon.
Do some people like just give people a list like of stuff they want? Is that a thing? Like,
in America and England, you do a gift registry, and if you said here's everything that we have in our gift registry, and then you get a link, and then people go, oh, they want.
What do you think of that?
I think if you don't already have your house, I think that can be great. I loved the Arnott setup because that's great because there's I'd be shopping anyway. But look, cash is king, isn't it?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
But I do like a gift.
Carries cash anymore.
No tax on it either.
No. Well, this is it.
Is that
you're
know.
Not declaring that to
It's a gift,
yeah. Mm. It's like a tip.
Yeah.
It's a gift.
Like if you won $50,000 on a Late Late Show, that's you don't get taxed on that.
It's a gift, yeah. Or the low. Are you taxing the low?
No.
No,
you know,
tax free.
Oh my God.
I know.
It could be you.
I wish it was me. You won't have worries about the wedding, won't you?
I could be only messing. I'm all good. And yeah.
Grant.
Be up all night.
Everything's
great.
Nick, the head will be going now.
Yeah.
Spending that.
Oh God.
If you had a magic wand, what one thing would you have at your big day? Well, picture I think this. Picture this.
Yeah.
If he doesn't go by now, I'm going to look silly.
Like it is embarrassing for you, to be
it's
fair.
It's really embarrassing.
Like the rejection.
like
your wedding
the
day, they can't yeah. do it. And he's your mate. Like.
And he lives in Kildare.
Oh, jeez.
I know.
It's easy.
Giving away his
what
address?
If he's touring? Have you checked that to see if they're touring?
See, I sent him. I sent him the
Save the date, yeah.
And he just gave me the scene.
And he sent the microphone then after that and he gave him the scene again.
I said, here, you see, now, let's
so it's
go.
Left, it's left red yeah. And he's not responding.
I sent him a microphone.
Maybe he's going to surprise you.
Maybe, did you plan something?
No,
is someone
I didn't.
Planning something?
Oh God, go on, the anticipation.
No, I didn't plan that.
I know, it doesn't matter. Sure, what can you do? Just settle for the wedding band.
Sure, look.
I'm sure they know a few Picture This songs.
Well, there you go. They play the CD anyway.
Yeah.
First dance, they'll play it.
Yeah.
Grant.
Yeah, you don't need the real thing sometimes, you know.
No.
Ryan Hennessy. You're dodging us.
Ryan.
I know. He's a friend. Heno, his name's Heno.
Heno, yeah, yeah, sorry. To those who know him, of course.
Yeah,
you know,
close
yeah.
Friends,
closest, yeah. Nearest and dearest friends. So, magic wand is Picture This. Anything else?
Yeah. Fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
Coldplay.
I love fireworks.
Coldplay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm only messing. No, fireworks is good.
Fireworks be good.
Yeah. Love all that, but.
They don't allow fireworks.
They won't let us.
You're probably here near a lot of horse and residential areas, so it'll rattle the animals. Do you know, you can't have that.
I can't, you know. I'd love it.
But you know what you could do instead? You could do fire dancers. So you can get those dancers to come out and they do this whole show.
That's what I was looking at them. Class. I was like, I'd love that. I'd love it. Or even the indoor sparklers. Did you ever see that? They're lovely, aren't
they? They're very nice.
Loads of things that are. That you could get.
You could
like,
do. You could
you
give
it in.
I know.
You know
it's a busy day.
I know.
Busy day. But that's why you hand that to your venue, and then they plan that for you.
Yeah, they can.
You don't have to worry about
somewhere.
It. You see, that's it. That's what they're there for. You give it all over.
You give it. Here
that's
you go.
It. You shouldn't be doing any thinking. You should be on autopilot, just turning up, pick
you
your
should,
food.
Yeah.
That's
should
it.
We just go and just.
Well, that's what you're doing. You're on autopilot, just turning up in the day, aren't you?
I know.
You'll be.
I've done a lot now.
Like what? What have you? What have you actually planned or picked?
Couple of things. The cake.
The font. The font on
the gold
on the invitation.
You see, I've done a lot. A few bits.
Bits
and bobs.
Bits, you know? Bits and bobs.
You have to get your suit.
Where are you going for your suit?
Tiffany.
Very good. Did you see them at the RDS show? Because they were exhibiting there.
I did see them, but they gave me a suit. I won an award for Dublin's Best Celebrity.
Wow. We are in the presence of great.
I'll just look in. Let's give it a pause. 98 FM's Dublin Best Celebrity and Tiffany sorted me out with a suit. But there was a few rumours now that they'd look after us for the wedding.
Oh, really?
And that'd be the only free thing we got. Because that's why we started the podcast, really.
Was really to get the few bits.
See what we can get out of it.
Yeah, you're dead right.
Why not? We might as well be honest.
You do know I have a good supplier listenership now, so they'll be tuned in. You'll be getting candy carts and everything thrown at you next,
honestly,
you know?
I'd take a lot of it.
Do.
Better
why not?
Late than never.
He would. Telling you be outside cards. Cards, but if you want to get into the candy cards.
Imagine I was really like that, though. Imagine
but
I actually cared about cards. I don't.
You do.
I really don't.
I can tell you don't. You haven't brought it up six times.
Literally 20 minutes.
I'm just speaking out loud what everyone's thinking.
You are so right, because most people are like, no, I don't care. And then they don't get, oh my God, I didn't get anything.
Yeah,
and then you're like,
well, to let
you know,
them,
your presence is a present, you know. Has there been any disagreements about the wedding? Like even at the start, was there ever any conflict if it was going to be big or it was going to be small or it was going to be this or that? Was there any disagreement? No.
There was a
same page.
Time when we were doing the invitations, like the list, and I was putting down like neighbours on my Mars road and stuff. That like,
he's inviting
I just
people
wave
like
at. I just like wave at them.
Like, they probably don't even remember.
No, you can't have that.
Yeah.
Like, you can't afford to do that. Like, you know, inviting.
No, because you've got to, you have to keep it tight. Like 75 couples, that's still a lot.
It's a lot,
you know?
Like, even we were kind of cutting it down. We're like, we're going to have to cut a few people off this. You're going to have to tell him he's not going anymore. And then like any time we're in company or anything, he's like, you're coming to the wedding, aren't you? I'm like, Darren, will you stop inviting
my husband used to do that. He'd bump into people he hadn't seen. I'm like, they're not invited.
I'll
see you at the wedding. I'm like, God, dying.
I think I invited someone else last week.
You need to stop.
Oh, they'll just forget about it.
They don't forget about
it. It's just something you say in passing. Oh, I'll send you an invite. Like,
No,
it's not really though.
It's
no, it's a dinner. Like people do turn up for a meal. Like.
Yeah, and a night out. Like,
oops.
Cool.
Nope. Look, not in your view, more cards. Exactly. More the merrier.
You said it.
Economies of scale. Like, you're putting the wedding on anyway.
I know.
Mash a few more in the room.
Oh,
like.
He's always doing it. Inviting everybody. Anyone and anyone. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. Well, you do know once the invitations go out, you'll probably lose about 10 to 20% of that list.
That's
anyway.
What I
so
said.
There's a bit of bandwidth
You can
get the neighbours in. They might get their invite yet. But that's the B list.
Yeah.
So when you see people coming off the A list, then you can start sending in
the rest of
the rest of them. Yeah.
There you go.
I forgot to send that to you.
Yeah.
I was waiting to see in person.
Yeah. Not getting the stamp.
Well, look, can I trouble you for a game of Mr. and Mrs.?
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll do a quick fire round. You know how it works.
Yeah.
You have to both agree. Well, you put up who you think it is.
Right.
If it's you, you're going to do Mrs. and you can point to her. And if it's himself, you put up your paddle and point. Or then you might have some level of conflict in between if you think it's each other, you're pointing at each other.
I'm a bit confused, but we'll go with it.
Ah, you'll get it.
I know.
You know what to do.
Yeah, I watch it all the time. It's Mr. and Mrs. Is that it?
I don't even think that's a show anymore, is it?
No, it's gone.
Yeah.
You can get the board game, though.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, can
that's
you?
Still, it's a good board game.
I'm going to get that for Christmas tree.
Okay. I'd love to play.
So we'll do a trial run. We'll do one question now and trial run. Make sure we've got a grasp of it. Who is the messiest? Perfect. You're on the same page.
Right,
that is right. Yeah. You want both of you to agree.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So if nobody's raising a paddle and then you're both pointing.
There'd be more.
It's always the man, isn't it? That's the messiest.
Oh,
it's always the man.
Okay, let's go. Who's the grumpiest?
No, you are.
I am. You're bad.
No, you are so grumpy.
I do get a bit hot-headed sometimes about stupid shit. Like
short views.
Yeah, just like, there's not enough crisps in the house or something. Like that.
Oh, that's hangry though, isn't it?
He's going getting mad over the wardrobe yesterday being messy. We drew all the clothes everywhere.
But I thought you were messy. I thought it was
I know.
You can't win.
No.
Okay, who's the most romantic?
I am.
I think, no, it's Eve, 50-50.
No, it's not. You put them down, you don't even hug me. I always hug you.
What do you mean? I do, or try to. Get off me. Get off me now. Like,
that's a good sign going into marriage. Yeah. That's really good. Yeah. Who's the laziest?
100%.
Okay. Who has the worst habits?
Oh, 100%.
What are those habits? Are we allowed to share any of them?
Just endless games of FIFA. Eating.
Yeah.
Smoking cigarettes.
On your phone?
On my phone. Just
and she's still marrying you. This is good. This is good progress.
If I find something like, I'll just do it a lot. Like, I start buying like football cards out of nowhere. Like last year, I was supposed to be saving for a wedding. I just start randomly.
And are these match attacks?
No, they're for adults.
Oh, they're for kids.
They are like that.
So these are so they're like match attacks, but they're not match
they're
attacks.
Collectible cards that have like
players
value.
On it.
They have value on the.
So
the
it's
market.
Like buying gold. So you're waiting to trade.
Yeah, just
them
waiting
in.
To get like.
So this is the retirement
messy.
Fund.
Okay. I know. Yeah. Oh,
that's
oh,
what wow. I do. I just like.
Well, I've got a household full of these that are match tax now.
But like, kids?
Yeah.
Keep
different story.
They'll know all about the adult ones when they're older. You know, this is different.
We've got time.
It's a different market.
Yeah,
it's a different market.
I must look this up. Okay. Who would last longer on a deserted island?
Yeah, I would.
I would.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Perfect. Okay. Who swears more?
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
Okay. Who gets their way the most?
Me.
Okay. Who's most likely to steal from a hotel room?
That's me.
I love you both share value for robbing. That's
towels and shampoos and all.
No, we
won't talk about that cart when we were going by in the lobby when you took all that ritual stuff.
Oh, yeah. I don't care.
Dead on.
We did.
I did the same.
It said take one if you need one. We took a few.
I'd say if your venue's tuned into this, they'd be everything
give
down.
Give them nothing.
I always say you have to take one thing.
Well, you can take your toiletries.
Yeah, you're allowed to take one thing.
Just not like...
You don't take the lamp or that.
Well, do you know what was the big problem when I worked in hotels? Remote controls.
What?
Those babies used to walk every time. Yeah, you'd always have to replace remote controls.
Really?
Yeah, people are mad.
Do you get a few drinks on them, you start doing stupid stuff like...
Yeah. No, but they have a good function because a lot of them tune in to everyone's tellies.
That's mad. Yeah.
Okay. Last but not least, and probably the weirdest question yet, but who is the weirdest orgasm face?
I ain't going home.
You hold
that up. I think so. I don't know.
Brilliant.
Yeah,
is it? I don't know.
Apparently,
I
can't tell you.
I always say it to you. No, I don't.
I do.
Yeah.
What's it like?
I'm not doing that.
Yeah, don't, because we're on camera.
No demo. No demo.
I don't even know. Don't be talking about all that's very.
So that's dirty. I know. Well, look, this was basically the equivalent of you doing a marriage course.
Yeah.
You know, so now you don't have to do it because now you really know each other and you accept each other.
True.
So you're ready to walk down. As far as I'm concerned, green light. You're ready to walk down the aisle. Yeah. I wasn't sure at the start, but I can see now.
Now you can see it now.
This is it. This is your moment.
Delighted. Look.
This is.
He's like, yeah.
This is your life.
This is it.
This is it now.
Well, look. Thank you both for coming in and giving me this time to talk about your wedding. You'll be tuned in.
Oh yeah.
To watch out. Oh, because you say you're not stressed now. It's going to get stressful. 3 months. 3 month, 1 month, week before.
The week before.
Yeah, because you get decision fatigue because then you have to make all these things that you've been sitting on. You have to start making decisions.
And paying everyone.
Yeah.
Like that.
Exactly.
That's the thing.
Pace yourselves.
Don't worry about it. Delegate early.
That's the key.
Even take a time off work. It's like, how long do I take off? Do I take the week before it? Couple of days before.
Then
after, kind of more.
Yeah, make more because you'll need more relaxation after it. Yeah, because it's so busy.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Yeah, I know.
Sure, be great.
So excited! Yay! Can't wait.
The countdown is on. So everybody, tune in to the Conways.
Yeah,
because you'll be documenting your journey, and you'll be telling us all the free stuff you're getting as you go, which will be brilliant.
Hopefully after this,
we got to come good for you
for Aunt, aren't you?
I'd promote Aunt.
I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Telly shopping in the future, he'll be
QVC on wheels.
I do it, no problem. Orange Emma mattresses, bleeding
knives of fork,
and you do need a mattress.
Yeah, everything.
Yeah,
do it. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much.